See, are we done with emergency ordinances? I believe we are.
Mayor, do you think we could go to 10:20?
I would be happy to go to 10:20, and we can either go on from there or take any other particular ones that council members need to have addressed sooner than later. Let's do 10:20.
Authorize water revenue bonds to finance water system additions and improvements.
Commissioner Fish, no, sorry. It's a bond item, so Mr. Beery, Mr. Schaaf.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners, Jonas Beery, the city's debt manager. This non-emergency ordinance authorizes water revenue bonds to finance up to $110 million for projects in the Portland Water Bureau Capital Improvement Plan over the next 24 months or so. We expect the bonds will be repaid over a term of 25 years, and the bonds will be secured and paid by revenues of the water system. Debt service on the new bonds will increase the Bureau's annual payment obligations by up to $7 million, beginning in fiscal 15-16. I would note, however, that current market conditions are favorable, and current estimates indicate that the annual payment amount is likely to be closer to $5.5 million per year. We expect to sell these bonds via competitive bidding process in December 2014. And I'd be happy to answer questions about the financing, but first I'll hand over to Director Schaaf to say a few things.
Good morning. I'm David Schaaf, the director of the Portland Water Bureau. As Jonas said, we'll be using these the bond proceeds for the next 2 years, about half this fiscal year, all of next fiscal year 2015-16, and approximately half of fiscal year 2016-17. So the next time we appear in front of you to sell bonds, we would be in about August of 2016 for about $135 million. About 60% of our capital program through 2016-17 will be funded by this particular bond sale. And then, of course, if our CIP changes over the next year and a half, the changes would be made to the timing and or the amount of the next bond sale. So right now we're saying August of 2016. If we have changes and we don't need to borrow $135 million, we'll borrow less, or we'll extend the time out, or we'll move the time up. So this is intended to fund about 60% of our CIP for the next 24 months.
Questions, Mayor? What's the interest rate environment that we're looking at?
It's favorable. It's been relatively flat for the past 12 months or so. So, I mean, relative to history, I can tell you quickly what our current average estimate is.
While you're looking for that, David, the proceeds from this bond sale will go only to those capital projects that are part of our five-year CIP and have been approved by council?
That is correct. All this does is provide the financing. You have to provide the authorization for specific projects.
And the interest rate?
The average interest rate estimate is about 3.5% based upon current market.
And I'm since you're here, I'm compelled to ask you another question. A couple weeks ago, the Water Bureau was criticized in a widely read newspaper for having funds set aside in what's called a rate stabilization fund. And the premise of the story was that we could be more aggressive in using that money to lower rates. My first question is, do we get any credit with the bond rating agencies because of these contingency accounts that we maintain?
Indeed, Commissioner, we do. Responsible use of the rate stabilization fund mechanism is considered mm-hmm. a component of credit strength. As you know, the Water Bureau's first lien revenue bonds are rated AAA, which is the highest possible rating, and the historical and current use of rate stabilization has contributed to that AAA rating.
Thank you. And without reopening the whole subject, since we do have a distinguished CFO here, the question I just have for you, because it'll be something I'm going to raise with my colleagues during the budget season. Just conceptually, when we take one-time money and use it to offset or to stabilize rates or to bring the amount of the rate increase down, what is the practical effect of that on the next year's rates, just conceptually?
Well, it's a one-time rate reduction that you're gaining for using one-time funds. So essentially what happens is when you use one-time funds, you're reducing the next borrowing. So the debt service is reduced for that borrowing, and you're realizing a rate reduction related to the debt service.
And what happens in year two, since you've used the term kicking the can down the road? What conceptually happens to rates in year two if you just use one-time funds to offset a rate increase?
If you're using it all to offset rates on the operating side, then you're looking at a huge jump in the rates in the subsequent year.
Again, without getting into the weeds, why are you looking at a huge jump beyond what the forecast predicts?
Well, you're using one-time funds to lower your rate. That's temporary. And then so you're looking at having to raise that back in the following year, in addition to the additional amount of revenue that you were planning to get.
And Mayor, the way I understand this is, look, we get in the mail sometimes these unsolicited letters that say we'll give you a rate holiday on your credit card or a deferral on your mortgage. And you think, wow, that's really great. That's very generous. Well, the problem with that is you have to make it up. And so you make it up the next year, and you're making it up with compound because you have a structural issue in the year in which you're doing a deferral. That there's a rate, there's a inflation and other costs baked in. If you're using one-time money in year two, that debt delta has to be funded plus your forecast plus some other adjustments. So it results in a whopping increase in year two if you just use money one time to offset. We'll be discussing that during rate making so that my colleagues understand that, because technically we could deplete a fund to get more rate relief in a year, but the consequence both to our bond rating and to year two rates is pretty substantial, and the council can make those decisions. I want to make sure they make them with all the available information.
I appreciate that explanation. Thank you.
So, Commissioner Fish, you noted that the CIP, the Capital Improvement Project list, was approved by council as part of the budget. Does the financing that the increased rates needed to cover the cost of the financing, was that already approved in the rate increases that we've approved?
I want to give you a very precise
answer. That is part of our current fiscal year budget, and it would be part of our future fiscal year budgets as well.
So in your budget, you were planning on borrowing this money. You figured in how much it was going to cost to borrow it.
That's exactly correct. And if we are as successful as we hope to be when we sell in December, that we may be able to adjust next year's rates down and nudge based on what the market tells us.
And can I just follow up on that? What's next year's forecast rate increase is about 12%? 11%?
No, it's
11.3.
So just to give an illustration to Commissioner Fritz, the forecast that you have shows 11 point something. Just like last year, when we end up making all the adjustments to the forecast, and that includes what was the interest rate that we were able to get, what was the cost of living increase for our workforce, what was our overhead allocation, all those things. We get an adjusted number, and it is my hope that this year, with some positive numbers, that we'll be able to once again recommend a combined rate increase of under 5%. And the only way to do that is to bring the water portion, which is one-third of your bill, down from close to 12% to closer to 7%. And every year we go through this exercise, which is why we say the five-year forecast number is a little misleading. It is a conservative number. It assumes a number of things, but we work off that number to scrub it. Even without instructions to the Bureau this year, as we did last year, to take operating cuts, we think there's a good chance we'll be closer to 7%. And because it's only a third of your bill and BES is in its forecast is closer to 4% this year, we think we can get a combined rate increase of under 5%. Which, if you look at what some of our surrounding jurisdictions are proposing, rates between 6 and 12%, that will be, in relative terms, a bargain.
And just one final question, Chris, which I expect folks at home might be wondering. Why don't we just pay as we go? Why do we borrow and then have the debt service as well as the cost of the improvements?
Well, as Cecilia was saying, the impact would be fairly substantial. In order to fund this year a $96 million CIP and next year a $70 million and the year after a $75 million, you'd require fairly substantial rate increases for that. I mean, if I want to re-roof my house, I can get a home improvement loan or I can pay in cash, and I can certainly save the cost of that loan over the however many years I pay it, but I may not have that much cash readily available to do that. And that's the circumstance where we're in. In order to build the $97 million worth of capital projects that we have in this fiscal year and the 70 next year, we would have to raise rates substantially in order to have the cash on hand to do those projects.
One more question. We're seeing a pattern of construction projects coming in well over engineers' estimates across the bureaus. Do you have the contingency funding within this capital program, given this bond sale, to accommodate what is no longer a buyer's market for construction?
Well, that was what I was alluding to a little bit about the next bond sale in 2016. If that happens to us, so if things work against us, we might end up selling bonds earlier than 2016 or more than what we were projecting.
That's your adjustment.
Exactly.
Okay, the next bond sale is your adjustment. You do what you can do under this one and see what's left.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, thank you. Other questions? Thank you all.
Thank you.
Anyone signed up to speak on this item?
I did not have anyone sign up.
Okay, then it moves to second reading. Thank you.